Good afternoon. It is Matt Sky Watcher with WildCountry.fm. Friday afternoon, and Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country is joining us for Wild Country Connects. Ray, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's beautiful. I mean, summer's off to a very hot start.
Yeah, after a cool and damp spring. Now, fortunately, we haven't gone into like a dry spell yet, so hopefully that doesn't happen. And at least the temperatures are going up and down. It's not like consistently staying hot and sticky. So
I feel like we were just complaining about snow.
Well, we were, and the scary thing is you're like, you know, 3 months away from it potentially doing that again. So, you know, what are you going to do, right?
I mean, if we had more days in the 90s, I may just welcome the snow.
Well, actually, I'm right there with you. You know that.
Yeah. All right. What are we going to chat about today?
If it could snow at 75, it'd be so much better.
Right?
You know, because you don't go and get wet when you're out and it's snowing for some reason.
No. No, but you could you imagine shoveling snow in all this heat?
Man. Yeah, no, I don't want to do that either. Today, we are once again not going to talk about shoveling snow.
Okay.
Although we will have to get into the do's and don'ts of cold weather activities before too long. But today we're going to talk about something that, again, we have never discussed on the show before. And that would be something I think most people are at least aware of exists in the world. That would be hepatitis.
Oh, yes. Okay. No, we have never talked about this.
No. And I would hope everybody's at least heard of the term hepatitis. Mm-hmm. But if not, it's not something that you want to get. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it is not rare. You know, I mean, it infects hundreds of thousands, if not a million, you know, people a year in this country. So it's something that we like to you know, raise awareness on, I guess, would be the best way to put it. And there are three types. There's hepatitis A, there's hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. And if they ever discovered a new one, I would guess it would be hepatitis D.
Good forward thinking. Yes.
I'm thinking, being proactive. But fortunately, there's only three at this time.
Okay.
We will spend most of the time on C because that's what most people end up having to deal with. But just real quickly on the other one, or other two, hepatitis A, highly contagious liver infection caused by the hepatitis A virus. Now, this is a leading one that, you know what? Make sure you wash your hands after leaving the bathroom.
Yes.
And if you ever wonder why Mom told you that, I don't think she was obviously thinking maybe hepatitis, but many of the things that you could catch, including hepatitis, because it is primarily spread through fecal-oral routes, you know, and that can happen obviously if you don't wash your hands, but it could happen from contaminated food, contaminated water, etc., including close personal contact with someone who's obviously infected. But that is not as prevalent as the other two. Hepatitis B, also very serious. And you know, this is the one that you hear about sometimes, you know, through the sharing of needles, certainly sexual contact that obviously is unprotected. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, if mom is infected, it can be transmitted to her child during childbirth. And there's certainly the possibility of it happening in medical procedures, you know, if something happens with an accidental needle stick. So something that obviously people here in the healthcare world are often very concerned with. Now, two positive things on A and B, besides using common sense and how to not contract them, they are preventable through vaccines. Okay?
Okay.
So you can obviously get your vaccine and be in good shape. Hepatitis C, on the other hand, the most common type, unfortunately there is not a vaccine, but it is curable. Okay? So that's obviously the important piece once you get in for care. Again, it's this one alone. It's estimated that more than 2.5 million to as many as 4 million people had hepatitis C in just the 3-year time span of 2017 to 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Wow.
So it's something you really do need to be at least aware of. I'm not saying walk around scared, but just be aware of things like you and I try to make people aware of all the time. Mm-hmm. People aged 20 to 39 have the highest rates of hepatitis C. You know, it can be an acute situation that goes into chronic hepatitis, which obviously can lead to a lot of issues with your liver. So things to pay attention to or look out for, and this will usually occur anywhere from 2 to 12 weeks after an infection. You've got dark urine, feeling tired, fever, joint pain, loss of appetite. And here's the one that I think everybody thinks about with hepatitis: yellowing of the skin or eyes.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Notice we didn't really mention that with the other two, but mm-hmm. with your C, it's definitely something that will, you know, come in there. It's spread, you know, when blood from an infected person, even tiny microscopic amounts enter the body of someone who is not infected. So it's relatively easy, you know, to get, unfortunately. Prevention: avoid behaviors that can spread the disease. Again, sharing or reusing needles, other personal items that might come into contact with infected blood, so on and so forth. And, again, even though there is no vaccine available, if you get in there and get treated, you know, most treatment involves 8 to 12 weeks of oral medication, pills, so there's no, like, nasty series of shots or something. And treatment cures more than 95% of the cases without any side effects.
Wow. Wow.
So something to be concerned about, something to watch out for. Obviously, do everything you can not to get it.
Yes.
But if you do, it's obviously nothing like a death sentence.
Yeah.
It's treatable,
yep.
And generally you should be fine as long as you, once again, get into your primary care doctor as quickly as possible and get treatment started. So, like I always say, if you're using a community health center for the North Country doctor, great. We love having you part of our family. But if you're not, that's okay, too. Just get in and talk to them so you can get these things taken care of. So those are your three: hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. All three very serious things to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. But C is by far the most prevalent and the one that you really need to watch out for the most, especially if you're not into a lot of risky behavior.
Wow. Yeah. So another Ray, we did another great one today.
We try. That's
we
our
try.
Goal.
Yes. Yeah. This is all great information. And, you know, as always, anything, you know, your body. So you've got something weird going on, talk to your primary physician.
Well, precisely. And again, we're not out to scare you. We're just out to educate and raise awareness. Mm-hmm. So if something does seem out of place, you'll get it taken care of quicker than hopefully if you had not heard, you know, these episodes.
He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country, joining us for Wild Country Connects. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, as always. We'll do it again next week.